We do this every once in a while on Monday mornings where we award some tickets or a prize if you saw something really bizarre over the weekend.
And you can
weekend.
Hook us with one sentence.
It's something really bizarre over the weekend. Make us curious.
Make us curious.
Lars is online, too.
Okay, what did Lars see?
Well,
could be in your yard.
Hey, good morning.
Could
hey.
Be in the store. Could be on the road. Hey, good morning there,
yeah,
Lars.
Now, Lars was out shopping at... it's one of these specialty stores. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them, John. I know they're here in the Northwest. Wajamaya. Have you ever been to a Wajamaya? I think
no.
It's a Japanese-based grocery store.
I have no... I don't know what you're talking
Am
about.
Am I right about that, Lars?
Yeah, it's a... Yeah, all Oriental-based superstore down in Seattle.
Yeah,
right and
there's one in Bellevue, and I think there's one down in Seattle.
Yep. Oh, okay.
And they specialize in all kinds of Japanese and Asian cuisine and things. And what did you see in there that made you curious?
Well, I saw refrigerated pig's head.
Refrigerated pig's head.
Wait, like a whole pig head in the store?
Like a pig's head. It was like you know how you see like ground beef, like you have like the cellophane on the like the that styrofoam and wrapped in cellophane.
Sure,
yeah.
It was like that, except for his pig's head.
And he's just looking at you with his eyes. He's smiling at you.
Yeah. I took a picture of it. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, email it. I want to see that. Email it, Brad and John.
I got your guys' email on your website. I'll send it to you.
Brad and John at KISM.com. So you're telling me this is in the deli section.
No, like it's like right across
the packaged like meats.
Bacon,
you know,
1 second you turn your head over and there's pig's head.
There's bacon
and there's a bunch of pig's heads.
There was about 10 of them.
Okay, all right, let's stop.
And how big? I mean, are we talking about as big as a bowling ball or as big as a softball or how big are these pig heads?
I'd say like a football, like a pretty big size football.
So you got 10 pig's heads to choose from. What do you make if you want a pig's head? You got 10 to choose from. What are you looking for the right pig head to take home? Is it snout size? Is it what are we gonna go with here?
I don't know how you.
I think you'd like the snout, like a good shaped snout. I think would be something that was pretty important for you.
Sure.
And then what are you doing with? What are they doing
with
the heads?
That's probably the most tender part, or the cheeks. You know, you're looking for big cheeks, like halibut cheeks. I don't know. Maybe it's the same with pigs. That's a
How much
was it?
How much did a pig head cost?
Oh, it was $1.99 a pound. I didn't see how much they weighed. I was just kind of a.
I'd have been
the whole head.
I want to know everything
about
this.
Ears and everything.
I'll send you guys a picture.
Send the picture. Yeah.
So you would bring home then a pig encased in a head, just the head in plastic.
It's like the Alice in Chains cover a facelift. It's got that shrink wrap over their face.
That is
exactly.
That's
exactly
great.
Like that.
All right, Lars. Well, hold
that's
on.
Exactly
you,
like
I
that.
Don't know if you do. You want to go see ELO or Santana and the Doobie Brothers, or do you want to go to some racing at Evergreen Speedway? What do you want? That was interesting.
Santana. Okay. I would love to see Santana.
Well, hold on.
Santana and the Doobies.
Santana, it is.
And I don't know how many Doobies it would take before I was hungry for a pig's head, but probably a lot.
Make us curious. Make us want to know why. Yeah. Make us curious.
Yeah, what constitutes a good pig's head? It's probably the snout.
I used to love to go. See, I grew up around Lake Sammamish in the Redmond, kind of Overlake area, and so I could cut through and go up to the Overlake 7-Eleven, and right across the street from there was a Wajamaya, and I used to love to go into Wajamaya because they had all kinds of stuff that the normal grocery store just didn't have. And that's probably a perfect example.
A pig's
right there.
Head is, yes. Yeah, that's outstanding. All right, good job there, Lars.